Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 241.
Eights.
I am Chris, as always, joined by Fozzie.
Yeah, well, almost.
No, not always.
When's the last time I've been on? Like, what has it been like?
It's been a couple weeks, yeah. Well, nobody was on last week.
See, fair enough.
Yeah, Jeff and I, we did have a show, but Jeff and I decided not to sit down and record. And Jeff is here, too.
Hello. I'm drinking, guess what I'm drinking tonight?
Beer?
Not beer. That's the surprise.
What?
Whiskey?
No, not yet. I'm drinking some Merlot.
Oh.
Wine.
How cultured of you, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
Tony is out this week. He may be back next week. So.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. We are recording a little bit early this week, so that's why he couldn't be on. But, yeah, so, what's new, guys? We haven't talked in a while.
Not much.
So many games.
Yeah, yeah. The games are coming now.
Yeah.
Not really yet. There's a few. I've played a few.
Yeah. I mean, since the last time we all talked, like, I've played a handful of titles, so.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to open all my games up right now, and I feel like I've played a lot more than I realized. I'm just going to open up Steam. I'm going to open up. Oh yeah, I have played. Okay, yeah. Played a couple.
I gotta step out for a minute. But did any of y'all play IDARB yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did all the time.
Talk about that already.
A little bit. What? Why don't you drop your?
I just tried single player, so it doesn't seem like a very single player game.
No.
I like it. I mean, the control is tight on it, and it seems like it would be really fun to play with like four people. But
yeah, it's a really weird game if you're not playing with four people.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's pretty boring.
It's perfect at four. I think it's too hectic. Anything above that, honestly.
Can you do more than four?
Oh, you can play up to eight. You get four local over.
Jesus Christ! Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Fun. I think even one on one would be fun. I just gotta sit down with my girlfriend or something and play it, but.
Yeah, it looks like there's some skill involved a little bit there.
What? I mean, I don't know. It's better than playing against the AI or whatever. I mean,
oh, sure.
Anyways, yeah. Just threw that out there real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird, but whatever. It's,
yeah, again, like I like this renaissance of trying to get local multiplayer going in the past like couple years, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a game that's made for it, and not
it's also
game, so.
It's also free, so
can't go wrong with free. Although, I mean, we're not doing news this week, and Tony will probably have it for us next week. But they announced the Games with Gold today, and we get Rayman Legends
on Xbox
March.
One.
Yeah,
really, the Xbox One version.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I mean, I've already played it on the Wii U, I'll play it again. That game's great. Like,
yeah, that's really cool.
And then on 360, it's Tomb Raider and BioShock Infinite. So, if you haven't played those games, like,
awesome.
Those are three very good games next month.
Microsoft stepping it up, really, honestly, right there.
But Jeff is going to drop out for a couple minutes while he goes and picks up his girlfriend.
Yeah, I'll be right back, guys.
But
right. Talk about the boring games. And then
we'll talk about strategy games.
Yeah, yeah. First Tony when you need him.
Oh, I got one.
Yeah, well, Fozzie's, you've been playing Homeworld?
Oh, okay.
I mean,
see ya.
Yeah. I played like literally like 15 minutes. I got like that amazing intro that I love that intro. It's so great. But yeah. Yeah, from what I played, it's just a remaster. So if you've played the first one, you're going to play this one. You get, so with the collection, because I got the collector's edition, you get Homeworld 1 and 2. Both of those are remastered. Excuse me. And you get the classic versions, too. So it's kind of like if Halo Anniversary released 1 and 2, with it.
Okay.
CGY, like, the great thing about the intros, too, was that they're, like, comic strip-esque, I want to call it.
Right.
It's just, yeah, it's just, like, it's drawing and things like that. So they didn't really have to change that up at all. It looks really good. It's not going to blow you away with the graphics, but just comparing the classic to this one, it's incredible.
like Homeworld and Homeworld 2, they're like over 10-year-old games, right? Like they're...
Yeah,
so... Yeah. Even with updated graphics, like if it's kind of just, you know, just up-resed and done some new textures on it, it's not going to be mind-blowing, but...
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an older game, but even back then, I remember it was one of the best-looking games out there.
Right.
So, I mean, the touch-ups are definitely there. I love it, though. It's kind of weird, like, getting back into it because it's just all nostalgia playing that game. I was pretty hardcore into it, actually. I don't know if I ever really talked about Homeworld, but back then in my... 3 years of PC gaming, like 3 or 4 years of PC gaming between, like, pretty much high school. In high school, I was actually, like, a PC gamer. More so than... So, I played Diablo 2, played Homeworld, like, Mech Warrior, things like that. Like, flying sim games. I remember having a joystick for that. But, yeah, I mean, Homeworld played a lot of hours, because they had multiplayer for that too, which I played a ton of. So, yeah, it was. I mean, if you liked it before, it's going to be identical. So, you know what you're getting yourself into. If you've never played it before, it's like a space RTS. Reminds me a bit of like Command and Conquer. A little bit like. There's a research tree, so it kind of has a little bit of like Civ in there. So,
right. Like, do you think it's kind of accessible for people jumping into it now? Like,
yeah, I would say so. It kind of now kind of plays like an older game, and that's okay. It's super easy. It took all but like 2 or 3 minutes to kind of get the controls down. The camera's a little wonky. I wish you could kind of like. The Xbox controller, but I think it actually works best with the keyboard and mouse. Yeah, I mean, it plays good, and again, there's like tutorials and everything to help you in it, so it's not kind of like Elite Dangerous where there's this insane kind of, you know, learning curve as far as getting everything down.
Right.
This game you can kind of pick up and, you know, just like in other RTS games, you could just play with the computer, you know, just, and it's a ton of fun. Definitely recommend it.
Cool. I may try that out. I don't know if I'll get to it right away, but
I'm wondering if they're going to ever like just sell the game separate, you know?
Right. They might on Steam at some point.
Right, that's what.
Anything else you've been up to? Any other strategy games?
Not really strategy.
No.
Play Besiege.
Yeah, that's the...
You heard of that game?
It's the, like, build a...
Yeah. You know what? It is a lot of fun. Because, like, it's so simple, but it's great. So... I don't know if you really know the premise of it, but pretty much there's objectives to every level, no matter what they are. You just have to figure them out and do them. Easy enough.
Right.
You start the level with just like a shaft and like tire or wheel, so like a really shitty raft there. And so, you know, the objective might be like destroy something. So just go about your ways and you see what works, what doesn't. You know, and it's just a lot of kind of just, it's literally just trial and error, multiple times. But that being said, I mean, it's so much fun because it's like a Minecraft where you just really let your imagination just kind of run wild. Okay. You're very limited with the space that you can use, so that's nice that they did put limits on it. You can't just like build a skyscraper and just bulldoze into everything. There's only so much room you have to work with. That being said, you can turn that off. It just won't continue the level.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it's fun. It just kind of brings out that like creative side, and I feel like that would be a fun game to, you know, maybe play with like a significant other or just like have friends around and be like, oh yeah, like make this one fly this time. And you don't even need to make it fly. You just need to do the objective. But that's the half the fun is thinking about all the different types of weapons. And if you go on YouTube, they actually have some like extraordinary vehicles that people have made and so like intricate. And yeah, it's again, I think it's $8 or something, so it's super cheap.
Yeah, it's not a bad price at all.
Even if you played it for an hour, you're kind of getting your money's worth. So yeah, even thinking about that game now, I kind of want to play it. It's really short. I think that I'm going to add more levels to it, but I mean, for $8, it's a lot of fun.
Huh. I might have to try that one out, too.
Yeah. Again, there's not a huge risk. You're not spending $60 here.
Right.
Under $10, so Homeworld might be a little bit more riskier. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Probably not too bad, but...
Yeah.
Any other new games or old games?
Yeah, I played Unmechanical.
It's like that platformer, right? Like,
yes. Yeah, it's a platformer that just came on Xbox. How do I explain it? Kind of feels like Valiant Hearts, whereas you have an area that you have to go through. You have to make your way through, and then you look around. You're like, "All right, what the hell am I doing this time?" You know,
right?
Just like with Valiant Hearts, it's like, okay, I gotta start somewhere, then I work my way towards the goal. So that's how it is. You get stuck, and then you know you look for rocks or explosions. So what you can do in this game is you are a robot that has tiny little octopus arms or something like that. The arms do nothing. And then you have like the UFO when it beams people. You have a beam. So you have a beam, and that's kind of how you move stuff around. And that's it. So again, really basic. You just kind of a lot of trial and error, I played a couple hours. There's some really tough places like to go through, where it's just you really need to not waste any time. It's very like time based type deals, and but yeah, if you like those type of platformer and if you like Valiant Hearts, I think you'll really like Unmechanical as well. And I think that one's under $10 too, so price point is definitely there.
Yeah, all sorts of deals.
Yeah. What else have I played? I played Monopoly. Still haven't played Worms, which was last month's free game. It doesn't look great though. Worm games are so tough, man. It's like either half of them are great, or maybe not even half of them. Like a quarter of them are really good, and the other are just really crappy. So you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, there's some good ones, but they're certainly a mixed bag.
I actually played a lot of the Scream Ride demo.
Yeah, I'm looking for. I haven't played the demo yet because I'm just going to buy the game, but tell me about it, because I am interested in that.
It is a lot of fun. I was kind of surprised. So when you first get it, like, I was testing out a coaster, or Yeah, so, okay. Here's the premise of Scream Ride, is you have three different aspects of the game. First, you ride the roller coasters and you try and get a best time with them. That's one part of it. Another part is building a roller coaster. Then the third part is demolition, like, where you're just destroying buildings, and that's definitely my favorite one by far. Which I didn't know that, like, when I was first playing it. But yeah, I mean, first off, the roller coaster creations are really fun. But demolition, how it works is you have, it's kind of like a 3D Angry Bird. So you have balls that you wind up, and then depending on the strength, that's how far it'll go. So, with that, you're just trying to destroy buildings.
Okay.
But the way that they did it is just really fun because, like, the buildings are massive and just going around, and there's just explosions everywhere. So you're just blowing stuff up all the time. So whenever you, like, destroy a building, it just feels really satisfying. So yeah, that. Surprisingly, I didn't even know that was part of the game. That was like my favorite part right there. But, you know, it's like a roller coaster game, I guess.
Wait, what?
He's talking about Scream Ride.
Yeah. I'm getting that for my birthday.
Are you?
So I'm upset now that I didn't hear anything about this.
Oh, there's a demo out for it.
Yeah, I thought I heard that somewhere. It's cool, dude, though.
Yeah, you should play it.
Well, I'm going to play it.
You should play it and then try the demolition part and tell me how you like that. Because it's really fun.
Well, I'm going to be getting the full... And it's not... it's like $30 or $40.
It's not full price.
It's $40, yeah.
Yeah, so...
I like that. Smart. It's like, you know your demographic. Put it out for $40. That definitely sounds a lot more appealing.
I don't know. I've always wanted to play a game like that. Like, I always want to play Roller Coaster Tycoon, but...
You need to play... Not even Tycoon. Play Sim Theme Park. That game is the best.
Yeah. Well, I mean, regardless, I saw the trailer for that. I'm like, oh, I want it. It comes out on my birthday, so I told my girlfriend I want it. So,
yeah.
I'm excited. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's out what, next week?
Yeah.
March 3rd.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jeff's birthday is coming very quick.
Yeah, I'm going to be old soon.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm already old, but I'm going to be
old. You're over 30. You're ancient.
I'm going to be 33, man. Just like the Smashing Pumpkins song, yeah.
Oh, perfect. Old man Hefe.
So, well, there's that. That's what Fozzie's kind of been up to. Jeff, yeah. What have you been playing?
Mostly Kirby and the Rainbow Curse.
So, you texted me when you started this, said thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I haven't read your review yet. I know you just finished it.
Yeah.
Tell me if I should play this or not, because I was listening to the Giant Bombcast today, and they seemed really down on it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, really?
Like, really down on it. Like, I think that they really did not like it a lot.
I'm kind of surprised by that. I've avoided reviews of it because I was writing a review. Like, put it this way, my review is going to get a positive score. I don't set the score, but it's going to get a pretty high score. I'm surprised. Like, I did see that it was getting high scores. I just didn't read any of the text on it. Anyway, it is... I went into it thinking it was going to be like a mobile kind of path-drawing game, like Line Rider or something, which it kind of is, but it's a full-on 2D platformer for the Wii U, a system that has a lot of good 2D platformers, but this is probably my favorite. I mean, so I'm surprised to hear people that didn't like it. I mean, it is... You don't have direct control over Kirby. You draw little lines, little ropes for him to go along, and you could tap him to make him dash, to like make him go towards the rope. That's basically how the whole game plays. But the game makes no concessions based on that fact. So you go into a boss fight, it's not like, oh, we're going to make this simple because you don't have direct control over Kirby. They make it as hard as it would be in any 2D platformer, except you don't have control over him. You know what I mean? So I don't know, maybe they got frustrated by the game.
That's like, I guess, Dan, the guy, I guess, who wrote the review or was doing the main work on it, he said he called in, like, two of his coworkers because he was having some trouble with the difficulty on it. And just because, like, when you're controlling Kirby in single player, you're really just drawing lines. But if you're playing a multiplayer, they can play with, like, a regular controller.
Other people can, yeah. And I wrote about that in the review a little bit. I only tried it out for a couple levels, and I found it to be mostly worthless. But it's probably one of the only complaints I had about the game. But there's no way, if you think about it, there's no way to have everyone drawing lines. Even if everyone had a gamepad, there's no, I mean, it would be chaos. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So the other people just play it like a regular 2D platformer. And they could, like, I didn't mention this in the review, but they could pick Kirby up and throw him. Big deal. It doesn't, like, it's cool that it's there, but, like, some of the levels, like, you can't even really play through well with regular platforming controls.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a negative, is the multiplayer, I guess, but just in general, yeah, it's a challenging game, but, I mean, if they gave it a bad review because it's hard, fuck them. Like, that's ridiculous.
Well, I don't think that they, I mean, and I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention, but it seemed like they just did not like the control system. Like, they did not have fun playing that way. So, I mean,
I guess fair enough. If you don't like it, you don't like it. But, yeah. I found it to enhance what would be, like, an okay, pretty cool platformer, and made it really something special. So, fuck it. I mean, that game to me is a buy. Like, if you own a Wii U, you should buy Rainbow Curse. And I'm not a fan of that franchise. You'll see in the beginning of my review, which I wrote the first couple sentences of my review before I got the game, kind of anticipating, like, I was anticipating not liking it. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't like Kirby games. I've played Kirby 64 and Kirby's Adventure, and I thought they were both, you know, they're mildly fun. You know what I mean? Like, they're okay. I played Epic Yarn, which I thought was just kind of dull. And that's just kind of the impression I have of that series, is it's kind of dull. And then this game, I'm, like, playing it, I'm like, man, this is a lot of fucking fun. Like, and really, really hard, and it's like a really hard 2D platformer that you're playing in a way that you've never played a 2D platformer. Or at least I haven't.
I think one of the other big complaints, and I heard this not just from the Giant Bomb guys, but when I was listening to Polygon's Quality Control as well on their review, evidently, like, when you're playing it, like, you're never really looking at your TV. You're always looking at the gamepad.
That is one of the few negatives I mentioned. You'll see in the review, I actually spent a paragraph on that. Well, almost, like, I spent a couple sentences. The only problem with that is that the game looks so beautiful on the TV.
Right,
and
right.
It doesn't, like, the gamepad's graphics are just not, they're not up to what is being put on the TV. It's, you know, it's the same game and everything. It's just,
right,
art style really pops on the TV, you know?
And, like, 1080p on your television versus, like, lower resolution on your gamepad.
That is an inherent problem. I mean, that's inherent to the gameplay. Yeah. You gotta look...
That's one of the problems with the system, like, itself. Like, a lot of times you're just not looking at the pretty stuff on the television because you're doing shit on the gamepad, so...
Well, I would say most games have abandoned anything.
The gamepad, yeah. Except Nintendo.
So, yeah, well, I think even they... I mean, dude, Donkey Kong Country last year didn't even allow you to do off-TV play. It was just a blank screen. Like, that was it. There wasn't even a map or anything on the bottom screen. So it was like, to see them actually make a game, that was another thing I appreciated about it, is, like, you can't play this game, like, even if you, like, they wanted to, you can't put this on Xbox One. You know, there's only, I mean, it would work on 3DS. That's about the only other thing it would really work on. So, I don't know. I mean, there's no other way around that except unless you want to look straight at the TV and then draw on your gamepad blindly. And,
right.
And
that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, no, I mean, and you can't do that. This is a game that, man, for how indirect the control is, it wants precision out of you. And I like that. It's a challenge to get good at the drawing, to play a 2D platformer in a way you've never played it before and get good at that way of playing it. Like, I mean, I was pretty much blown away by, I mean, I expected very little out of this game. I was only buying it because there was nothing else out right now, really, for me. And it was cheap, and I thought I could beat it in a day and write a review real quick. Well, it turned out that I'm still playing it a little bit, and, you know, it took me a little longer than I expected, and the game is actually really good. So,
oh, cool.
Don't listen to those fuckholes over at Giant Bomb. Or actually, I think I saw Polygon gave it a pretty high score.
Polygon did give it they gave it an 8.5. So
there you go. I mean, I guess people are gonna, you know, people are gonna bitch about anything. People will bitch about fucking cupcakes. I don't know, but
cupcakes,
I would say,
are good. I like
cupcakes. Yeah, I would say enjoy cupcakes. Enjoy this game. This game is fucking fantastic, dude. It is. I mean, like I said, this is a system with a lot of great 2D platformers. It's probably my favorite on the system. Short but sweet, but not as short as it's 28 levels, I think. But that makes it sound shorter than it is. It'll take you a good 8 hours probably to beat it.
All right. I may play that.
You should. I Chris, don't listen to the haters. Listen to the lovers. You're a lover, not a hater.
True, and I do love me some Nintendo stuff, so.
Yeah.
Anything else you've been up to?
For me, I'm trying to think if I played it. I downloaded the Tomb Raider game.
Did you?
I
downloaded it, too. I haven't played it yet. I'm playing another Tomb Raider game.
Which one?
The good one? Not that the other one's bad.
The definitive edition or whatever.
Yeah, it's so good.
I played it a year ago on the older systems, and God, it's still great.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to remember, like there were a few things I was playing. I put on. Oh, Dying Light. I'm near the end of Dying Light. I want to say because I'm like 60% in, so I'm imagining that's like got to be close, right?
Maybe.
I mean, I am blazing through the game, not doing side quests. So
yeah,
usually 60% is right around where you finish a game. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that game actually does go to 100, but towards the end, it starts moving very quickly.
I forgot what was going on. I blew up a building. I remember that we blew up a building because they were going to bomb the whole area, and they're like, well, let's send a signal to show that people still actually live here. That's like the last
thing. Oh, yeah, and you put the face on, and yeah. Like, it has like the, it's like an X or something, and then the planes come in, and they blow it up
anyways, yeah, or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you were trying to set like a fire or whatever, and then like they still come through. So I don't know how close that is to the end. It feels like you're close.
You still got a little ways to go, but
that game, to me, like, the more I play it, it's nothing really special, but just the parkour, I don't know, it's like a fun, actually kind of relaxing game for me to play, which sounds weird, because it's like this intense survival horror game, but it's just like, you just get to dick around for an hour or two, and like, I really enjoy just navigating through the world, like, that's probably the highlight for me, you know?
Yeah, Fozzie, did you play more of that? Did we lose Fozzie?
Old man Fozzie.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I've been muted for like the past 10, 15 minutes. Anyways.
He thought we were just talking over him.
No, seriously, I didn't know if... I was like, oh, well, there goes my idea with that. I was talking to you about Kirby, too.
It's like, God, he doesn't give a fuck what I think.
Yeah. These guys are assholes.
Well, I was going to say Kirby, I'm like, man, they had this awesome game. God damn, we can't even talk about this. But I was going to say, like, you were talking about how the innovative use of the gamepad, but it's like with Nintendo, they have these things, but I just don't feel like they get marketed right. Anyways. That's what I want to say about
it. I don't think that what they're doing is innovative. I think it's using it. It's just like, okay, well,
right,
we
but that's an innovative product that they should have been using a lot earlier. I think at this point people are like, well, you know what you're going to get with Nintendo, so it's like it's a risk every time.
I think you're going to enjoy the end of my review then, because I kind of make a little push for them to go a little further on it.
Yeah.
Pokemon Snap.
As long as it's Pokemon Snap, I'm cool with it.
That's what I kind of am like.
Man, that's you should.
This is a start. Let's step it up a notch.
Yeah, right. Anyways, Dying Light. Yeah, no. Unfortunately, I have not played much of it. I don't know why. It's just too creepy. Like, I go out in the wild and it's not vivid. It's just dark and gloomy, and I'm by myself, and it's really just.
But you can climb fucking gutters.
No, it's I like that too. That I can just like sprint everywhere and just like parkour everywhere too.
Jump over everything. Yeah.
Yeah, I really want to try that co-op though one of these days.
I'll try it with you.
Yeah,
you come in my game and I'll watch you die.
All right, perfect. Sounds about right. I'm only like 2 hours in, so
yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else, Jeff?
I want to say that's basically it. I mean, I've dabbled in little things here and there, other than that, but those are the two I've been focusing on, and then it'll be Tomb Raider soon enough. Was it Osiris of something?
Yeah.
Temple of Os. I don't know. Order of Osiris.
It looks, dude, like when
Order
you watch the trailer.
Father.
Yep.
The trailer on Xbox One makes it look awesome. Like, I'm pretty excited for it. It's just.
Yeah. I had a couple friends been playing it recently.
And screenwriting. Enjoy
it. Well, did you ever play, what was it, like, Something of Light? Like,
oh yeah, I loved it. The problem with that game is it didn't have the co-op when it came out, and it did feel meant for it. So
wait, are you sure?
I'm 100% sure.
Yeah,
they
patched in later.
Like months later, like 3 months later. Here's the co-op. It's like a main part of this game.
Sure.
But this one it has it, and my girlfriend likes Diablo, so I'm guessing she's gonna love this. So. I'm excited. Hopefully everything works out.
Nice. All right. I played The Order.
Oh. Nice. Oh, I'm sorry.
Good for you. Good for you.
I didn't dislike it.
Okay.
Reviews are harsh on it. Like people like that reviewed it like seemed to hate it actually. I don't know. It's a third-person shooter. Very kind of like standard third-person shootery, which is kind of why I went back to Tomb Raider, because Tomb Raider is a better third-person shooter. It does kind of the cinematic stuff a little bit better.
Yeah, that's what I heard. The problem isn't that it's just short. It's that the shooting itself is very just...
It took me 7.5 hours. Like, I don't feel that's a short game. Like,
I'm perfectly fine with that these days. That's fine,
right? Like that. I thought that was like, you know what? I was able to finish it. It didn't feel too short. I was happy when it was over.
That's like with me with Kirby, where I was like, dude, that's all I need, really. Like that feels like a full game.
Yeah, I don't need a 30-hour game. Like I'm never gonna finish Dragon Age ever.
Like, right. I don't think I am.
Way
either.
Too much in that goddamn game.
I probably put about 40 hours into Dragon Age, and I'm just like. I feel like I'm nowhere near the end, and I just, dude, I don't have time for that. I want to try games, and I want them to be short and leave me happy, so I can get the next week. I completely understand the opposite point of view, but it's just in terms of, I like to try new games, and also I don't have a lot of time to play them, so.
Right. Like, that's where I'm at. Like, it's like, I want to finish what I play, and.
Don't make it a fucking year long project for me, because because
especially the way we play games, like we end up wanting to go and jump into something else, like something else new. So if a game is going to take us like 40 to 100 hours to play, like by then 10 other games have come out and we've already lost interest. Like, I mean, maybe that's bad, but it's just the way it works. Like. I still have Far Cry here, and I haven't even touched it. Like,
I I haven't touched that. There's a few games I have like that. Shadow of Mordor, I put like an hour in.
Yeah, same with Melee. I'm just, you know, I'm trying to get through all these like backlog games, and so the Order was fun. Like, I mean, I played it over, started on Friday, I finished it on Monday, played it in like 4 2-hour sessions. It's weird. Like, I mean, it's a beautiful game. Like, there's no getting around that. It's really a great looking game, but there's the characters aren't very interesting. Like I said, it kind of plays a little bit like Gears of War. It's a cover-based shooter. The guns themselves, though, aren't super fun to play with. It takes place in, like, Victorian era, like, London-ish, like Whitechapel, when the Jack the Ripper murders are going on, but it's this alternate reality version of it, where it's kind of steampunky, and Nikola Tesla is kind of like your quartermaster, and he makes you like weapons and stuff, like a like an electricity gun, or there's this one where you like spray dust and you light the dust on fire. It's really weird, but none of it's like super great. It's not like anything that stands out. It's kind of just like your middle of the road game. Just looks really pretty. The story is not super interesting. The characters are all Knights of the Round Table, and it's implied that like some of them are actually old, like they've been around since King Arthur times. Like, it's really weird. Oh,
okay.
There's vampires and werewolves, but that's kind of where I think the game, like, if it had just been a regular third person shooter, and if the encounters had been a little more fun than, like, they're like Uncharted levels of, Uncharted 3 levels of, like, annoying, where the guys, they just kind of, like, run up, they shoot at you with really good accuracy, and then they'll throw better guys at you who are just armored and take more bullets, so they all become bullet spongy people. And that's not fun, especially with the guys that have armor, because they carry bigger weapons that can take you down in like one or two hits. So I ended up getting a little frustrated in certain situations where they ended up throwing more of those at you than are needed. And then there's the whole werewolf thing, where you're fighting werewolves. You do that 3 times in the game, and all 3 times it's the exact same type of encounter, where you're in a box, and you fight off against these werewolves. But I don't know. I kind of had fun playing it, even with like the weird design issues. Like, I didn't think it was terrible. I think if like you're looking for a third person shooter and you don't, there's really nothing else out there like it right now, maybe give it a shot. Maybe wait over the summer when it's even more dry, and you pick it up for $30 then. Might be worth it then. There's really nothing else to do, though, besides that campaign. Like, that's it. It's just the campaign. So, if you don't get hooked by that, yeah.
I will gladly play that on PlayStation Plus for free.
How much time do you think? Like, 8 months?
Probably not even, dude. I can see that.
I don't know.
Like, summertime, June. Game of the month is The Order. No one bought this. Here you go. Right around the same time as Drive Club.
It's a shame, because I kind of wish that it had turned out a little bit better, because it's a new kind of poke at something. It's not something we've seen before. It's not Uncharted 4 or a Killzone 5 or whatever the fuck they're up to now. Like, it's a brand new series, or could be a brand new series, and that's always exciting, like, when we start getting that stuff. And if this kind of, like, shits the bed, then, they'll go back to making God of War 27 or whatever, so.
It was the mobile, or not, the handheld God of War people that did that, right?
Yeah, Ready at Dawn.
I mean, I don't know. Do you think there's potential for them to make a better game out of it? Like, if they give them a couple more years and...
Yeah, you know, it... I heard this today listening to some podcasts, and it's like the where it ends is almost feels like it ends in Act 2, and it doesn't resolve the overall storyline.
Yeah, I was reading some reviews that were kind of like, it seems like they said, all right, this has got to ship on such and such date, and, you know.
We're not going to resolve like this last act open. It's just going to end here in like this second act. Go push it out. Like, I think if it had added like another few chapters, another 4 or 5 chapters on that resolved that, maybe it would have one felt a little bit better. I don't know if that like works for, like, you know, if you're not into third person cover based shooters, like this isn't really going to do anything for you, but. Yeah, I mean, it's not Gears of War quality, but I thought it was okay. Like, I think there's definitely potential there for them to do something better. I mean, it's kind of cool.
You know, have you ever noticed? I think it just got too much steam, like too much hype before it came out. It was way before then.
Well, it had like a lot of heat on it before it even like.
Right.
They weren't showing enough of it, and so
yeah,
right. But like they give you bits and pieces, and like, all right, like,
yeah. Well,
have you ever noticed it? It's just, I mean, it's just like with games with great graphics, like Killzone 2 and Watch Dogs. Now this, and you just become like when I saw The Order the first time, I'm like, Jesus, like that looks photorealistic, and so you get on this pedestal that maybe like a lot of these games just cannot like. You know, climb. It's just.
There were things that they said. I saw one thing they said before release where they're like, well, yeah, gameplay's going to be there because it's a game, but, like, we're really interested in telling a story. It's like, they don't say that.
And I think that's the way they should have, like, kind of approached it, because nothing that I saw beforehand made it seem like it was going to be, like, a story type of game. It looked like Gears of War, and I was like, okay, I mean, I can get down with the Gears of War. It's been a while since I've played, like, that type of game. But from what I hear, it's more story than gameplay. So if they were smart about it, they would have done, like, even, like, an episodic thing. I don't know how it goes out, but or just, like, promote it as, like, a story. But
I heard lots of QTEs, too.
It's really not that – there's really not that many, though, like – no more than like Tomb Raider. Like they're on the same level. Like it's really not like the way people were talking about it before it came out was like it's QTEs at every corner and
right.
It's really not that egregious and you know in the way they use it. Like they're used smartly. Where it's you know we're gonna kind of push this. We're trying to tell this story, so there's going to be these situations where we're going to kind of have quick time events instead of just a cutscene. Because otherwise it becomes Metal Gear, where it's a 20-minute cutscene. Instead, this kind of gives you like a little bit of agency in how that plays out. But for the most part, like I would say 80 to 85% is like Gears of War cover-based... like shooting, like you're shooting dudes in this game. So,
nothing wrong with that.
No,
I like to do that.
So I don't know. It's okay. And then I played a Resident Evil Revelations.
Yes.
2 Episode 1. I finished that 20 minutes before we started recording. So
did you? Nice.
took me about 2 hours. To do the first episode, so it's on par with, you know, other episodic stuff. It's modern-day Resident Evil, like...
No.
Well, I mean, it's you played Revelations, right? Like,
yeah.
It's like that. I just replayed Revelations on the 360.
That's not a bad thing, right?
Revelations, I thought, was the best Resident Evil game in a while. This one does okay. Like, I mean, it starts you off in, like, a creepy jail. I don't think it has the... I really like the setting of the first Revelations. Like,
that ship at the beginning.
Yeah, the ship is fantastic, and like it's just a creepy atmosphere. And it's not something that's done all the time, like ghost ship type thing. Like prisons or there's always like you always have horror films and like or mental institutions. Like it's always like that's a pretty standard horror trope, and it's just not quite as engaging. But I don't know. You start out as Claire, and you have Moira, who is Barry's daughter, Barry from the first Resident Evil.
And they're
kind of partnered up. They both get kidnapped at the beginning. They're kind of working their way through this prison where there's these zombie type creatures. It ties into 5 in some way. The story does. Like, I guess the virus is a mutation of the one in 5. And they make reference to Resident Evil 4 as well. So that whole first part, you're trying to get to, like, the radio tower so you can make a distress call. That ends, and then you pick up as Barry. And he is partnered with a little girl who he finds right at the beginning when he gets there on this island thing. And her name's Natalia, and she's kind of useless. Like, she's small, so, like, Barry's puzzles involve her, like, being able to crawl through vents and get into small spaces to flip switches and stuff. But it's very much that, like, you know, find the cog to put in here and
yeah.
So it has the exploration, though, like,
yeah,
where you...
Yeah.
That's what I like, you know. That's what I like.
It's a puzzle. There's like puzzles.
Yeah, there's puzzles. Like you're, all right, okay. So there's the piece I need. How do I? Now I have to like turn the power on to get it. So to raise it up and get the piece out. And when you're playing as Barry, you're going through the same area. Not completely the same, but parts of the same areas, and the effects of what you did previously are seen. So, like, you end up, like, turning this thing that sets it's like this thing that shoots fire out, and it blocks the zombies from getting to you. But when you get there as Barry, that thing is still going off, and you can't get to where you need to go. So you have to kind of backtrack and find a way to shut the power down, and... so it's a different, it's like a reverse puzzle.
Okay.
So there's puzzle solving. Like, it's the dialogue is terrible. It's a Resident Evil game, though. Like, what do you want? Because it's Barry, they make a couple jokes.
Okay, of course.
Like, you know, what was it in the first one where he says,
Master of Unlocking.
What? Yeah. He makes a Master of Unlocking joke, and he makes a Jill. Well, Claire makes a Jill sandwich joke, where like she almost gets she's in this like trash compactor type thing, and she escapes right before it like smashes
her.
And she like turns to Moira and is like, I almost became a Claire sandwich, and then Moira goes, oh really? Does he tell that stupid story to everybody? it's like kind of making fun of the fact that it has bad dialogue, and
that's good.
I don't know.
I
enjoyed it. It was fun.
How long is the game? Like, how long is the episode?
The episode took me about 2 hours.
Okay, that's pretty substantial. How much is it?
I think the first episode is $5. The season pass is $25.
Okay.
So, and that's 6 episodes. So
yeah. Oh, nice.
I'm probably gonna wait for it to come out on disc, but
I want to play it weekly. It's supposed to come out weekly. I want to play it weekly. Like,
is it supposed to come out weekly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn it!
I remember we talked about this once. I said to you, Fozzie, I'm like, this is the first true like what you were talking about, where it's like a season of a show, where like not
this,
like a
this
Walking
could be
Dead
it. This could be the one, like, cause
except for the story you don't care about.
Yeah, exactly. And like, god damn it, like, it sounds perfect. And now, like, I mean, hey, it's a step in the right direction.
Give me Game of Thrones like that.
Oh,
like the
god,
game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, I got way 2 months. I already forgot what happened in the second episode. Because I played it 3 weeks ago. Fuck.
Well, I think Capcom did it right. Like, they made the game. They finished the game.
Yes.
And they were like, all right, like, we're making this episodic, but we're going to have all six of our episodes done when we release episode one. And we're going to go from there. So, back to back. Like, I would even say, like, you know, if Telltale could get it where it's every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, that would work. 2 weeks is good. Like,
Game of Thrones, where it's at right now, it's like, I've already forgot what happened in the second episode.
Exactly.
Like, in a way, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure I'll remember once I start playing, but I'm like, dude, I've lost my investment a little bit at that point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that's, yeah. I 100% know what you mean. And that's what I've been saying this whole time, is that once these episodic starts to catch on, hopefully, like, they'll understand that, you know, 2 months, they shouldn't make them as they go. If they know it's going to be a guaranteed hit, make it and put it out like that. Because if anything, worst comes to worst, if people really don't want to wait for Resident Evil, like, just, you can wait a month and a half.
Yeah, you get the disc in April. Yeah.
So, I mean, I just feel like it's a win-win for everyone. But, of course, anyone that does that, they'll just buy the episodic and they'll be like, well, it's still great.
Well, yeah, to me, it's perfect because, like, I paid up front my $25 or whatever. And now every week for the next 5 weeks, I'm guaranteed 2 hours of gameplay.
Right.
Like, and that's a great, like, that's, I can sit down, I can play for 2 hours, and I'm done. Like, I don't, right. I'm out. My investment's over.
And it's perfect because, again, I don't know the story for it, but if there was more story, you could go back and play it maybe one more time before the next one came out. It would still be totally fresh in your mind.
Right.
And, of course, the nice thing, too, is that with Telltale, you don't know when exactly. Like, they don't have, like, a set thing. It might be like 2.5 months, or hey, it's coming out next week. Like, it doesn't excite you.
When they did season one of Walking Dead, it'd be like, it's going to be monthly, and then near when the next one should come out, they'd be like, next one's coming out next month, like a month, like another month. And it's like, it really, like, they delayed the fuck out of that.
I mean, The Walking Dead took almost a year to come out, like the first one. They did a little bit better with the second one, but.
But
Wolf Among Us, like, suffered because of that, because they were doing a little bit better with The Walking Dead Season 2. Like, and I think that Borderlands is suffering as well. Like, there's...
Yeah, where's the second episode of that?
Episode 2 is not out of that yet, and we'll probably
get
episode 3.
It just, like, it doesn't get me interested, because I think that's the great thing about first-off TV shows, where, like, oh, I can't wait till next Sunday or whatever, like, 2 days from now. Like, you know...
5 more days, 4 more days.
You have something to look forward to. You can go to work and be like, all right, this sucks, but, you know, I'm only a few more days from my new Game of Thrones, something like that. So, I mean, that's how you do episodic stuff. Like, it doesn't make sense, because for me, like, now I've become to a point where, unless I'm really invested into the game, like Wolf Among Us, like, I still haven't played it, but I want to. And I feel like if I had to wait every time, like, it just wouldn't excite me. But now that I have it all at once, yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
Still, episodic needs to be weekly or bi-weekly. There's just...
It needs to be episodic, not like...
Yeah.
Mid-season break.
I mean, no, seriously, like Game of Thrones, the TV show, the new season will be done easily before fucking the Game of Thrones season is going to be done. Like, Game of Thrones game is probably going to look towards, like, the end of this year. So, I mean, yeah, it just doesn't make sense at that point. Just either release it.
I would rather wait. And fucking play it over a couple weeks, you know?
Right, yeah, exactly. It's just, yeah, just, or like, develop the last 3 weeks, but know that you only have, like, 3 weeks left of development, and then start it off if you want to do it that way. But, I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Who would have thought that Capcom would be the ones that get it right?
Yeah, well, the thing that's unfortunate, like I said, is it's. I mean, I like Resident Evil, but I couldn't tell you anything about the story in those games. There's a virus. That's all I can tell you.
Sure.
I mean, I love the story. It's so dumb.
I mean, It just, I feel like there should be a story, and it actually should be pretty good. Like, if you've read, like, the like synopsis of some of the stuff, there's
Resident Evil?
Yeah, there's characters.
Well,
there's
even if the story
lore,
is good,
the
storytelling is bad in it.
That's what I'm saying.
The storytelling is terrible. Like, it is like, low-rent, B-grade movie... horror movie storytelling, which is what I love about it, because it's so dumb.
And which could be fine, and done in a smart way, it could be fine, but I've never been drawn into the story in those games. Never.
Yeah, that just, like, you know, it's not, I don't think it would draw really too many people in. Like, I think it's just, like, an added bonus, more so than it's, like, the main reason why you play it. So, for episodic games, I feel that need the story. The story is the reason why you're watching this.
Yeah, that's why you're like
playing it. So, I mean, for like, if you're just going off of like, hey, this is good gunplay, then don't do it episodic because it doesn't make sense. Like episodic to me is about like intriguing someone and keeping them hooked.
And what's gonna happen next week?
Yeah, exactly. And Game of Thrones does that. And problem with them is that either. Right now, they're just taking on way too much. I don't know, but
they are. They
yeah, I feel like they've kind of like they're striking while the iron's hot, which is great. But I mean, I'd rather they focus on like one series at a time and just
instead of seven. Of
yeah, exactly. Because
and fix your engine with all that goddamn money you have. Fix your fucking engine. Come on.
Yeah, seriously. Like they got away with it in like the first season of Walking Dead, but. Now they're getting, like, you know, movie money.
And it's still janky as fuck. Like, as great as, like, dude, Game of Thrones is excellent. Wolf Among Us was really great music, great story. The cutscenes are still so fucking janky and fucked up.
Yeah, they are
up.
Janky. Like, that was the exact word I would use for it.
It's, like, stilted, where, like, the dialogue will start to happen, and then a second later, there's like the cutscene actually coming in. You're like, dude, what the fuck is going on here? Like, it'll freeze up on you for a second.
It's really slow.
And my girlfriend was asking, like, why is it doing that? I was like, that's just how all their games are. It's just like every
it's
game.
It's crazy that, like, it's kind of, it is kind of shitty that that's like the standard where we just let it go, like, pass. And, like,
because their games are so good. Their games really
are. I know,
are good,
but
you know?
Funny thing is, like, they have all these great franchises that just trust them with. And, like, for no reason, really. Like, I feel like there's a company that probably could do this better, but, like, they almost got just spoiled. They got Game of Thrones, Walking Dead, which are, like, the two biggest shows on TV right now. And then, like, you know, you have Wolf Among Us and Borderlands and, like, because really, like, who else are you going to go to for storytelling and episodic gaming? It's just not there. So it's almost like, you know, they're cream of the crop because there's nothing really else to compare them to.
Yeah,
so.
They're a little bit overcommitting themselves. But the weird thing is, like, there's, like, I have not played the Borderlands one yet, Chris. I got to still download that. But
I hear Borderlands looks great, too. So, I mean,
like even like, that, like, I heard it's, the story's great in it. Like, you wouldn't expect that out of it. Like, you'd be like,
The story in Borderlands is fantastic. Like, and that's not, that's certainly not what I was expecting going in. Like, it's just an enjoyable comedic heist movie that's set up in the Borderlands world. Like, but, it's also janky as fuck, so.
There you go. Perfect.
And the only other thing I've been playing is Tomb Raider. Like,
which one? The Osiris one?
Definitive edition Tomb Raider on Xbox One.
Okay.
That game is so good.
It is. Like, it really is.
So, you guys are more excited for Tomb Raider this year over Uncharted. Is that my...
Yeah. Oh, I am. Yeah. I've played Tomb Raider twice, and I like the second.
No, maybe I need to play Tomb Raider again.
I feel like
I didn't get as enthralled with it. Like I feel like it was a top 10 game for me, but like people just put it in such high regard.
I think it does. It's not an open world game, but.
It is, in a way. I mean,
not really. I mean,
you are free to go where you want. in a way.
At a certain point, you are like,
yeah.
But yeah, it's like this linear thing, but it does like allow you to kind of revisit areas, and there's definitely a ton of stuff to explore. And I wish that they did a little bit better with the actual tombs.
And I saw, and like I want to say the new Game Informer, they were kind of saying that it's gonna go back to you raiding tombs, like that's gonna be more of the focus. And oh my god, like they just make them a little bit bigger, maybe even like 15 minutes longer or whatever. You know, like the ones that they have in there are like, you know, 5 minutes, and it's like one room. You know what I mean? And they're great, but have some of those and then have some bigger ones, like where it's like,
yeah, like I don't need a lot. Like give like two or three really big ones, yeah. And then like have like your 10 or so small ones.
I really, really hope that's, I mean, and that's what the indication I got off of it is that that's what they're doing. If they are doing that, oh my god, that's like a game of the year candidate.
They should. It's called Tomb Raider. It's not called.
Yeah, I mean, well, the first one was kind of a shooter. You know, it had like those little tombs you could do, and you know what I mean,
right?
And the shooting is so good.
Yeah, good.
It's like the bow is awesome.
No, it's great. Yeah. The shooting, that game, when I replayed it, I appreciated it even more. I remember last year when I replayed it saying we made the right choice in Game of the Year. We really did. Like, in my opinion, that is the Game of the Year that year.
I wouldn't, yeah. I mean, like, overall Game of the Year, I was going to get Last of Us, so I wasn't going to, like, push it. But, I mean, again.
I would have, I mean.
For me, it's just, yeah, I mean, again.
I'm with you, Fosky, on that.
Top 10, but, I mean.
I think the things that Last of Us did with story.
Yeah.
I still kind of lean that way.
You know,
at the same time,
that's near, here nor there.
As a game, Tomb Raider was the best game that year, in my opinion. Like it was.
I felt like the gameplay was there, especially towards the end. I even loved the part where like she gets her two guns. Like that's great. Like it just kind of like it paid a homage to the old school Tomb Raider with breathing new life into the franchise itself. But
I just said. The abuse they put her through, and then when she starts to come back at these motherfuckers, she's like, "Yeah, I'm still alive," and she's fucking them up. And like, I was like invested in her character at that point, where I was like,
"No, I feel, yeah, I feel like, yeah, absolutely that they treated her right. Like, it just it felt good just to have this strong female character like Tomb Raider or like Lara Croft and in Tomb Raider, and yeah, it was cool. Like, I really like kind of origin stories as well. I just feel like I wish that I got some of the endgame stuff a little bit sooner. Like, you were still getting new stuff well into, like, the end of it. Like,
oh, yeah, I'm now stuff. I'm, like, 70% done.
Right.
And I only have, like, two or three more areas to go. Like, I'm at the beach, so I'm at where it kind of opens up and everything is... You can go anywhere you want at that point.
Right.
And I just got, like, another, like, handgun upgrade. I haven't finished all my rifle upgrades yet, so... Like, I still have a... Like, I'm still getting stuff to unlock as I'm still playing, so... It's crazy.
Like, oh, I mean, yeah.
But it also gives you a reason to continue to, like, play even through the end game. Like, you're not, like... already the super badass by halfway through, like you're still getting equipment and stuff that makes you stronger as you move towards the end. I don't know. I really like that game a ton. Like,
yeah, it's by the super only market that.
Yeah, I mean, again, for me, I'm not going to disagree with it. You know, it felt right. Like I didn't feel that it didn't deserve to be up there, so. Yeah, I'm glad, you know, I'm glad that franchise, which kind of, you know, it's always been kind of skeevy, the Tomb Raider franchise, like, it's always been about her and, you know, her assets, if you will, so it's nice to kind of just, like, humanize her a bit and focus on just the great gameplay and,
still looking forward to Uncharted 4, but...
Yeah.
Man,
Uncharted 4, like... I don't know if they used a different face or what's going on with that face, but... it looks like he just got like major plastic surgery. Like,
right?
But they're supposed to make him look older. Like, he doesn't look older. He just looks like a new person.
It's like that's not Nathan Drake. That's somebody not Nathan Drake at all.
So I don't know. I hope that they got the hint that no one likes it at all. It doesn't look like him whatsoever. So, yeah.
Would you come to a?
I could see Tomb Raider definitely kind of surpassing Uncharted.
Yeah, like I'm definitely looking more towards Tomb Raider than Uncharted. Like, I think Uncharted 3 hurt my appreciation.
Yeah, that left the tower chasing her. Yeah. So, I think you're right that Tomb Raider at this point has more steam. Like,
yeah, there's more of an upside to it.
Which before, like, you know, in the Uncharted, like, 2 era, that would be unheard of. That would be laughable. You'd be like, that's a fucking joke. But truth is that is the way things are now. So.
Yeah, like
not bad.
Uncharted 2 was fantastic, and then Uncharted 3 came out. It's like, I don't know, I might be done with this.
Sure.
And then Tomb Raider came out and did Uncharted, like, It really did. I'm looking forward to both.
I love Neil Druckmann too. So like, I'm just hoping that like it just rights the wrongs. It just change his face back to what we know and
bro, yeah,
not
that, they have to do that. That's terrible.
Maybe their A team was making Last of Us. You never know.
But I am gonna try out that other top down Tomb Raider game at some point. So
sure.
Hey, if there's online, which I'm guessing there is,
yeah,
maybe we'll play a little bit.
Yeah, we should definitely do that. And next week I'll be playing Scream Ride along with Jeff. So
nice.
Yeah.
Oh shit! You guys are both getting it. Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know how it is.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, you played the demo, so you know more than me. But it looked awesome. Like,
looks good.
The whole idea of the more extreme you make the rides, like, and like the more you terrify your guests, the better. Like, that's hilarious. Like, I love that.
You should, yeah, dude. You need to play the demo just to get like a little taste before you actually play the game. It's a lot of fun.
I do have questions from Matt.
All right, nice. Lay them on us.
What do you have an irrational hatred for?
Ooh, Jesus, pickles. There's way too many things I have irrational hatred for.
I don't like pickles.
Gaming?
He didn't specify, so
did
I
you
guess.
Say, Chris?
Pickles.
Pickles. I hate certain pickles. I'm weird about pickles. There's some that I like and some that I don't.
I hate
the
Tom
neon,
Brady,
the
but
neon
I feel
green
like it's irrational. Sorry.
That's acceptable, Fozzie. Although I hate him as well.
What do I hate in gaming, like, rationally? Fighting games? I don't know if that's rationally.
Yeah, I'm with you on like. I really don't like them. I don't know if it's irrational. I know exactly why I don't like them. It's
exactly.
I'm not good at them. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it's like, I'm the same way, but it's like, well, if you commit yourself to it, maybe you could be, or like, you took some sort of effort towards learning how to play one. Well,
right.
You know what I mean?
You know what? Like, how about Nintendo games? I feel like I'm pretty, like, I will test them out, but like, I've become so jaded towards Nintendo
That's definitely irrational, dick.
Oh. I don't even know if that's irrational. It feels pretty sane to me. It's there's plenty of reasons why they hate Nintendo at this point.
I think I have a rational hatred for Assassin's Creed. Like, I don't think it's as bad as I probably.
No, I think your hatred of Assassin's Creed is definitely irrational. I mean, you cannot
like
though?
It
because
I mean,
nobody
at this point really seems to expect much out of it anymore. And I feel like I was the one that was right from the beginning and said, dude, what is the big deal here?
Well, but I mean, Assassin's Creed 2 and Brotherhood, they were fantastic games. Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
I'll give you that. Like, 3 was... I thought 3 was okay, but it wasn't anything, like, fantastic. Everybody says 4 is phenomenal.
Yes.
And I haven't played Rogue or Unity, but Tony seems to love Unity.
Tony loves Unity.
Yeah, like, now that it's fixed. I don't know. I think maybe you definitely have an irrational hatred for it, Jeff.
As well as other things. I'm drawing a blank on what else I hate right now. I hate every... People. How about people? Mexicans.
Oh, God, don't get me started on people. They are the worst.
Let's not hate the Mexicans. That's not cool at all.
I hate winter. Is that irrational?
No, yeah, not for you.
You live in like winterland, so that's pretty damn irrational. You chose to live in Chicago. You have chosen to live in a place that has 5 feet.
He chose to be a mailman.
I kind of want to talk. So he's kind of close to where like all the action is this winter. Like, are you covered in snow, Chris?
I have snow currently. Yes.
I have not seen one drop of snow. I have not seen one snowflake this whole winter. Think about that.
Baby. Think about the people down in the south where you used to live, Ozzy, where there's they got like some flurries in the city.
No, seriously, in Jacksonville they saw ice there, which I still haven't seen. So like
they're like, oh my god, there's
Jacksonville,
ice.
Florida,
like,
where I'm from,
the whole city is shut down, dude.
Some of my friends in Louisiana, they sent me pictures of them making snowmen. I'm like, what the fuck? I live so up north. I live ridiculously up north, and like I haven't seen shit.
90% of the country is like in a deep freeze, and Fozzie is in one of the
Like all day, like I'm getting hot just like hanging out here. Like, yeah.
So, you don't have 7 feet of snow like Boston, Chris?
No, I mean we've actually not had as much snow as in past years.
I don't understand. You're like more inland. You should get more snow. I feel like. Austin is on the coast.
Well, yeah, it's been weird storms, like the way, and it's just things have been hitting, coming up the coast more this year than in normal. We got, over the last couple weeks, we probably got about 1 foot of snow.
Yeah.
But not nothing crazy, like not Boston levels of.
Well, we got 2 feet dumped on us here, and then tonight, actually, when I went out just now, I had, like, another inch or two. I'm, like, getting pissed about it. And I think about Boston, like, dude, I imagine how bad 2 feet is, and then add 5 feet to that. Right. Like, that's insane, dude. Like, apparently it's, like, shutting down their, city, and, like, completely.
I mean, there's very little you can do about it. Like, you've been to Boston. We've all been there. It's a bunch of like narrow roads and stuff.
It's an old city with old infrastructure, you know.
Right.
And a fucked up design. Like, it is just like a mental patient put that city together.
And on top of it, at some point, any city, if you give them that much, there's going to be problems. And they're even saying when it melts, it's going to flood the subway systems, etc.
Yeah. Like, what do you do with 7 feet of snow?
Yeah, I guess they were dumping it in the ocean or some shit.
I'm glad I don't live there.
Josh got out at the right time, huh?
Did oh, he went to England, didn't he?
He quit.
He stopped being a mailman, yeah.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
How are you going to talk to people about your mailman woes?
I will just have to talk to coworkers, I guess. Usually does the job.
Sure.
What's Matt's next question?
Oh yeah, we have questions.
We're not going to just complain all night, although we could.
I can easily.
I was like, jackpot question.
He says he just learned how to make pizza from scratch. What is the last thing you learned how to cook or make?
The last thing.
My latest thing that I've made? I learned how to make a mushroom sauce.
Mushroom sauce? Right.
Yeah, you take a beef stock, you take a little bit of grain mustard, like the whole grain type. What am I thinking of? Yeah, like, you know, like the deli mustard, you get some of that, mushrooms, and then what else am I fucking missing? you get some thyme and parsley. Mix that all together, and you get like a creamy white mushroom sauce that's really good on steak. Super easy to make. Like five
sauce
ingredients.
Balls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Christopher?
I really don't know.
His wife cooks all his food?
That's not true. Like, I cook a lot of fish and stuff, but I mean, it's been years since, like, I was like, I don't like to experiment. Like, I don't really like new things, so. My wife, like, plays around with stuff. She, like, learns recipes and stuff, but I'm not one for recipes either. I'm going to try this. Like, when
That was the last thing I did, as I did a stir fry. And from what I understand about stir fry, it's like, just put what you want in it. So that's what I just did. Like, I just bought a bunch of vegetables I like and put a whole bunch of shit in them, like ginger, fucking sriracha sauce. Like, I just went crazy. And
yeah, like, when, like, I season fish or something, like, I just grab spices out of the cabinet and just, like, go to town. Does this taste good? Yeah, good. Because I just made that up.
You could do that.
And I'll never be able to repeat it again, because I don't know what I did.
Yeah, I can't say I've learned how to make anything, though. Like my girlfriend was telling me how she makes quesadillas last night, but I already forgot how.
It's...
She have a quesadilla maker?
Cheese.
What's that?
Does she have a quesadilla maker?
No, she just did it in the frying pan or whatever.
It's just tortilla and
cheese. It came out, like, perfect. Like, better than it is at this one restaurant by us.
What? Oh, no, man. I've been to that one restaurant before. I'll tell you about that.
I'll take you sometime, Fozzie.
Oh. If I still come up for my 30th in Chicago.
Goddamn, you're not even 30 yet?
Yeah, I'm a youngin'.
How am I even friends with you? This isn't even right.
You're fucking, like, I love when people are, like, 2 or 3 years older.
It's
like,
different. No, there's a decade aerial barrier.
No, dude, you grew up in the late 80s, 90s, right? I grew up in the mid-90s.
I remember fucking Bryan Adams.
No. Who the fuck Bryan Adams? Is that a country
exactly,
guy?
Exactly.
No, Bryan Adams is not a country.
Was he Grizzly Adams?
No, it's not Grizzly Adams.
First name was Brian, not Grizzly?
Did you ever see Robin Hood with Kevin Costner?
Yeah, what
was
that?
Oh, man, that one was like 6 hours long. I'm not fucking waiting.
That movie's awesome. It was Everything I do it for you.
I do it for you.
I know that song. But, like,
Summer of 69.
Yeah.
Like, that's Brian Adams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everyone
fucking
knows
Brian
those songs.
Dude.
But I don't know his
name. I knew
name.
The man, Bryan Adams. Okay?
You knew him?
Yeah, I knew he looked like.
Perfect. Well, I guess I missed out on those 3 years when Bryan Adams knew everyone. Look, okay, so you knew fucking one
I'm
guy,
saying,
and you knew the name, but I still knew the
song.
Do you
remember seeing Paul Abdul's... Paul Abdul's Straight Up Now Tell Me video on MTV back when it came out? I remember. I was
God,
there's a cartoon walking around with her. And then they did that in a movie called Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And I was like, dude, the 80s were amazing. You don't remember that.
Hey, what was your Saturday morning cartoon compared to mine?
I used to love Garfield, honestly.
Yeah, I can watch Garfield.
I watched the Smurfs.
I used to watch Smurfs.
Did you guys grow up with Pogs? Did you have Pogs?
There were Pogs.
Yeah, there were Pogs. Pog.
You did Pogs,
like,
too?
Oh, yeah.
We had Pogs.
Oh, shit.
We started Pogs.
All right, calm down there, Hefe.
We've been Pogging since Pogging been Pogging, bro. All
right, so you guys have Pogs. Did you guys have the Dunkin' yo-yos?
Like
the really fancy yo-yos that would, like, spin forever?
No,
okay,
I
don't. Okay, then, you're the same age as me. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, whatever.
I am decidedly not the same age as Fozzie. Like, I'm almost 10 years older than Fozzie.
Yes.
I always forget those things. Anyways, we were doing questions, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
I like this one. This is his last one, his third one. What do you do at work that if you were discovered, you would be fired?
I
don't know if I'd do anything I'd be fired for.
Yeah.
I do, but I don't know if I should say them.
No, you probably should.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like this. I don't like.
I like it, but I don't like it.
On social media.
All right. Yeah. One thing I will admit, this because I don't even know what the rule is on it. I kind of know, but I will smoke cigarettes. Say if you go down a street and the other side of the street is just a field, right? Because you normally, you'll park and you'll do a loop. Like, you go down one side of the street, come up the other, right?
Right.
So, if I... Some streets don't have another side, so you walk up the street and then they call it deadhead back. Like, you walk back and not deliver anything. Alright. And, okay. So when I do that, sometimes I'll, like, light a cigarette. So I'm, like, walking down the street in my mailman uniform smoking a cigarette and shit. I don't know if I can get fired for that, but I'm sure it's, like, frowned upon to do that.
You are, like, just a couple beers away from Bad Santa, which is going to be just great.
Yeah, I'm pretty
like
much...
mailman version.
And I have, like, delivered, like, packages to people, like, because I usually just leave the package at the door, or, like, maybe ring the doorbell, and I'll be smoking
mustache.
Take a cigarette break. Yeah. I've had times where people, like, actually come to their door as I'm walking up with the package, and I got a cigarette in my mouth. I'm like, here you go.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really exactly something that they're going to like. But yeah, I mean, what was I going to say? I don't know. You have such a baby face, I could never be mad at you if you were my mailman. You're not like scary in any sort of way. So like,
I don't
like,
know,
oh, look at this guy. He's just like such a jolly mailman. Like, I don't know. Like,
such
even
a
your
jolly mail.
Even like your shitty face, like pissed off face. Like, would not be intimidated in any way.
If you look out your window, I was on your lawn, passed out with a bottle of fucking Jack.
Like, perfect. Mailman's doing his job.
You're like, look at this jolly mailman.
This is the best mailman ever.
Puke, sitting in his own puke. Yeah, obviously, there's certain things that go with it.
Actually,
but if you're just there with a cigarette in your mouth and, you know, you got a smile, I'm smiling. Smile right
I'm back. Smiling too. I'm like, that's the coolest fucking mailman ever. That guy's a badass.
You is know? That what you think about
I'd
your mailman?
I'd be impressed by it. Like, dude, that guy just came into my door, turned it off. Like, here you go, bro.
Yeah, unless you're allergic and then you've just contaminated that package. Or if that package was perishable and then you just ruined all the food. I was like, fucking cigarette.
Well, think about it. Half the packages are closed, dude. Most of they're like, with them right up
I'm just saying. All that smoke seeps in there. Angle pretty.
Oh, this never
yeah, I would probably
ask. Right, I'm just making all this up. Never happened.
Sure. Anyways.
Alright. Oh, there we go. I believe we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
We've only been doing this for 241 straight weeks. Yeah. I would... We might be back next week, just maybe.
Yeah, I mean, don't
hold your breath.
We've
had a couple close calls recently, though. Scary.
We should be good.
All right.
For at least, like, the next 9 weeks. We'll do a... We'll probably do news next week, I think, if Tony's going to be on. So,
okay.
And
Fozzie will be here. Fozzie's going to be busy. Yeah,
news is on. I got something to do this week.
Oh yeah, yeah. My mom's coming back for a second vacation. All right, gentlemen.
He'll probably bust that shit out.
I just love that. Like, it was just so perfect. Where he's like, all right, so news. Oh, by the way, I'm out.
I'm not going to be here this week.
See ya. Ah, man. I like news. News is cool. Yeah.
Yeah, so. I'm going to continue to play Resident Evil. And there are new games coming out. Jeff will be playing Scream Ride. So the next time we sit down to talk games, we'll have more stuff. And Bloodborne comes out soon, too, right? Are you getting that?
March? March 24th. I won't, but, you know, you guys do your thing.
March 24th, dude. You might be a little hard up at that point.
There's something else that comes out that day that...
Is it Witcher? No, that's May.
Yeah, that's May, but...
Dude, a month from now...
Final Fantasy Type-Zero comes out that day, so I think I'm getting that.
No way, that's the
demo.
Yeah, I'm not a huge like Dark Souls fan though, like so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's my hesitance towards this game is I don't have the time to do that anymore. So hopefully Bloodborne's a little easier and a little more approachable.
Yeah, like if people come back and go, "Hey, this isn't going to take you 170 hours to get to the second area," then maybe I'll do it. But I also it's a Sony exclusive, so maybe I'll just wait because every Sony exclusive so far has been mediocre.
Well, I'm getting it for that very reason because I know it's going to be one of the first like really good Sony like there's no way it's not going to be good.
Right, and it's a Sony exclusive, but it's not a Sony Studios developed game.
Yeah,
so.
But it's a reason to like I have not used my PS4 except for the free games. You know what I mean? So it's finally something to go. Okay, hook up your PS4 and like play that for a while. I don't know. I have not used this $400 machine at all. So
we should get on that.
Yeah, so Jeff will be playing that, I guess.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And we'll be back.
Yeah.
Say goodnight, Fozzie.
Good night.